The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make some.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, October 14th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. I was downstairs just now and sat in a spacecraft. It seemed like a spacecraft because it had anything, had everything. I could touch and see a panoramic view of this craft. Mind you, it's an automobile, it's an SUV. It's a new SUV that came to the Bahamas now, actually New Providence. And I'm saying, what type of vehicle is this that the car basically do everything I can think of? And I say, man, I need to speak about this. And actually, I have the president and CEO, Mr. Anthony Robinson, who's in studio to talk more about this car called Chery Tigo.
That's correct.
And he's going to go explain this because, see, this is not, see, you know why I'm stuttering? It's not an ordinary car. It's not an ordinary vehicle, right? Because you need to see the buttons inside this car. You need to see the colors inside the car. You need to see the cameras inside this car. This car basically spoke, right? And so, but I want you to understand exactly what I felt, what I experienced while I was inside the car. Without further ado, I want to introduce you to Mr. Anthony Robinson, who's president and CEO of Supreme Auto Sales. Morning and welcome. Bring the mic a little closer to you, Mr. Robinson.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri, and good morning to listening audience.
Okay, let's start off about your company. Supreme Auto Sales. What is that exactly? Yes. Where is it located?
Yeah. Well, Supreme Auto Sales is a family-owned business. We're located on University Drive, right across from JCN and next to Family Guardian.
Okay, I see it in my mind.
Yes. So it's, we've been around for the last 12 years, and we are excited about the opportunity that we are about to present to the Bahamian public. Now, firstly, it's only right for me to say, my family and I are extremely grateful to God for blessing us with this opportunity, this wonderful opportunity, we like to say, to represent the Chery brand here in the Bahamas. So we look forward to sharing with the Bahamian people and hope that it's a product that resonates well with the public.
Now, you mentioned the Chery brand. Mm-hmm. What is the Chery brand? Because I'm not familiar with this, what I call it, a spacecraft car, right? What exactly is this Chery brand?
Chery Automobile Limited is the leading exporters of passenger vehicles. In fact, it's been the leading exporter of passenger vehicles for the last 22 years. In 2024, Chery exported about 1.2 million vehicles to 120 different countries around the world. So it's a well-established brand. It's a well-established manufacturer. It's part of what we call the Global 500. It's listed on that. And we think that with the relationship that we have with them and the agreement that we have with them, we are really looking at a really unique opportunity to provide tremendous buying power and savings for the Bahamian public, particularly those who are looking for a new vehicle.
You mentioned Global 500 and buying, saving. I want you to explain some more of that. I mean, I have a list of questions to ask you, but since you mentioned it already, yes. What do you mean by that?
Well, yes, what it means is, purchasing a vehicle is a significant undertaking for most people. And if we have the opportunity to make it more affordable for a greater cross section of the public, I think that's something, that we want to celebrate and we want to move forward with. And that's what we are offering. We have the opportunity to offer that. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. I sat in this car. Car was started, right? It's very computer oriented, but I didn't hear sound. Is it a car?
No, it's not an electric car. It's a what we call a conventional vehicle with a 1.5 turbo liter engine, the one that we sat in. And what we did was, while we were walking to the vehicle, I started the vehicle so it could, we could cool it down, so that when you entered the vehicle was already cool and ready to go. And that's why you didn't hear anything when you sat in it, because we started the vehicle while we were walking towards it. And that's some of the features in these vehicles that are what we call high-end features. But what Chery has been able to do was to add all of these features in the vehicle and still make it affordable. So this is just an incredible strategy that they have. And, you know, when we were looking for a new product to expand our business, you know, we were fortunate enough to secure the Chery brand.
I know you mentioned affordable three times in this conversation. I'm going to come back to what you mean by affordable, by the way. I'm not sure if you know, I'm from Auckland, so I always look for things that is affordable.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to have like a contrast. What do you mean by affordable? But I'm not going to ask that yet.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask, in terms of the Bohemian buyers,
yes,
that what makes the Chery brand, this particular brand is called the Tiggo?
Yes.
Tiggo. Why should Bohemians be lured to say, I want to get that? This is the car for me.
Okay. Very, very good question. When we were looking for a new product to introduce, you know, we had to evaluate what was available in the marketplace. Just to give the public a feel for what's happening, you would notice over the last couple of years, the automobile industry in the Bahamas is changing rapidly. A lot of changes have taken place in the last 3 years. What the public don't know is the Bahamas is a small market. And as a result of that, we have what we call regional players. They would get the rights to certain brands and they would appoint sub-brands or sub-dealers here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So a big operator, say in Jamaica or Trinidad, they would have the rights to a particular brand, and then they will go out and say, okay, if you want to use this brand, you can purchase it through me, and that's how it would operate. We, in searching for a brand, we were able to go directly to the manufacturer, which was Chery. They actually make the vehicles. I was in the factory, my son and I, for about a week. So we were able to see exactly how these vehicles were made. And what settled us on the Chery was certainly their position as a market leader and of evaluation, particularly when it comes to the product. We were pleased with the vehicles, the way it looked. It was a modern vehicle. It was stylishly designed with ample space, as you experience, and also ground clearance.
Mm.
And, you know, ground clearance is important now when you're talking about all the
flooding. Yes, I see you as high off the ground.
Yeah. Most of the vehicles are 18-inch reels, you know, so they are already elevated to begin with. So we had a very, very good product to begin with, proven product as well. And then we saw the technology in the vehicle.
My all kind of technology inside the vehicle. This is a spaceship. It's a spaceship. I mean, lights all over.
Yes, yes. And what we liked about the technology, it was proven technology. It was in cutting edge stuff that, you know, they're not sure how it's going to work. But the technology that you saw in that vehicle was what we call proven technology. And they used the technology to make the vehicle more reliable and safer to drive. That vehicle, you can see what's happened to you. You know, looking at the dashboard or on the panel on the dashboard, you can see what's happening to your left, your right, in the front and in the back without just looking straight ahead as you experience.
So this is what I want to know now, because you talk about value, like I said, three times.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what kind of price range we're talking about and exactly what you mean by value, what I can get.
Yes.
You know, because we all have choices,
yes,
right? But I want to know what I can get, why the Bohemian people can say, this Tiggo car, this is mine, this is what I want.
Very, very good question. Well, certainly, you know, when you're talking about value, you have to talk about, well, we talked about the technology, but an important part of assessing the value of a car is service.
Mm.
Can we get parts effectively? And are we going to be able to service this vehicle?
I can write that down because I can press you on that. Go ahead.
Great. So what we found out too with the same vehicle was that you know, Chery was offering 7-year warranty or 125,000 miles, whichever come first. So with that kind of warranty program And, you know, we could use that as a basis for what we call our after-sale services. It's not just about purchasing the vehicle. You got to look at the total cost of ownership and use of the vehicle. And that's where we look at it and we come to the value, along with the price. The price that we are offering is extremely affordable compared to a similar vehicle in the market. Mm. We are comfortable with the price that we're offering. Specifically, we have a product called the Tiggo 4, which is our entry-level product.
Okay.
Okay. A Tiggo 4.
And this is an SUV?
This is, all of them are SUVs.
Okay.
That's right. It's what we call a compact SUV, mm-hmm. which will be slightly smaller than the one that you saw. The mm-hmm. one that you saw
is it's a big boy.
Yeah, a mid-size.
Okay.
That's a mid-size. And then we also have a full-size.
You have a bigger one than the one I was in?
A three-row seater van.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Three, and the technology is a lot better than what you saw there as well.
Really? More than?
More.
What are the three sizes? I know I interrupted you, but yeah, I want to know the three sizes you
the
have.
Three sizes we have. Mm-hmm. We have a mid-size. And then we have a full size.
Okay.
Those are the three sizes that you have. But the one that we're talking about right now is a Tiggo 4. It's an entry-level Comfort 4, we call it. It has a 1.5-liter engine. And you can buy that car, VAT inclusive, for $28,800. That includes a 7-year warranty, a full-up.
Tell me the price again.
$22,800.
Okay, that's affordable.
That's affordable. We've seen it.
Yeah, and it's affordable.
People came in who, you know, prior to coming to our dealership, was told that, you know, you don't qualify.
Yeah.
But with that price.
No, I wife just buy a car. Start from 40.
There you go.
So you're saying 22. 22, I said, wife, I can get this one, right? But that when she say her 40, I said, you can pay for that to yourself, right? So this starts at 22,800.
Yeah, so you could buy it for your wife or your daughter.
Yeah, the daughter needs a car too. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so that's the entry level. We have one that's slightly with more technology in it. It's roughly it's what we call the Tiggo 4, but it's a premium vehicle that has, you know, the 360 camera, all of the technology you saw in the car that you sat in.
Yeah.
This is in a Tiggo 4 as well. Mm-hmm. And that's for $25,800.
Right now.
And this price. One also has a 7-year warranty or 125,000 miles, whichever come first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have, you know, push button start, sunroof. We have wireless phone charging. You just put it there.
Yes. That's the same thing now.
Sony sound system. I mean,
nice.
Just really, really nice sound. You have a big thing with these vehicles that I really love that I talk about more than anything else is the airbags, the safety.
Okay.
They have like a curtain, an envelope that if you get in an accident, it has it on the sides, in the front, and the back. It's really, really awesome.
It envelops me.
And you got it.
Okay.
Exactly. It really protects you. So that's really exciting. And also the cars meet, you know, European standards for safety as well. So it's a really, really tremendous value. The thing about it is you really have to, just like you experience, you have to really sit in it, drive it to really appreciate the value that you are being offered at these price.
Do you have like those test drive and think I come to your place and say, hey, I need to sit inside this thing, let's go for a ride?
Absolutely. Yeah. We welcome it. We welcome it.
What time do you open? Because you already tell me where you're located.
Yeah.
On University Drive. Yeah. But when can I, do I need to call and make an appointment? Do I just show up and say, man, I hear about your car. Mm-hmm. I want to experience it. Like, how do I arrange this to see it? Because, mm-hmm. like I said, I saw it mm-hmm. and said, man, this is a spaceship. This is no regular car.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you say you have a big boy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, I need to understand, how do I get access to it?
Well, firstly, you can visit the dealership and, you know, make an appointment. You can look and see which one you're interested in. Or you can also go online to our website, cherrybahamas.com. You can also make an appointment to come in and arrange a test drive.
Okay.
Now, certainly, you know, we want to make sure that people are serious about it. You know, it's not somebody not going for joyrides.
I've done that in the past. Don't judge me. But I understand what you're saying.
You know, but certainly we are satisfied that when you do the comparison and experience and feel and touch the vehicle, you're going to be satisfied with what we're offering.
I get a text here. What is the brand name again? And what's the car's warranty and life of the battery?
Okay.
Is this a gas car?
This is gas car.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a gas car because it's quiet.
Yeah.
I know those quiet cars.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The name is a Chery Tiggo. It's mm-hmm. Tiggo. that's the models that we're selling. They're all SUVs. And, you know, these are conventional engine vehicle cars. So you have a 1.5-liter engine with an ordinary battery. These are not electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. So they don't need to be concerned about the life of the battery. Mm-hmm. You know, these batteries are readily available to be changed as needed.
I want to talk about the features inside the car. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm amiss that I didn't check to see if what type of seats they were. Oh. I was just looking at all the lights, yeah. Right? And I pressed that button. I see, do you know what freaked me out? Panoramic. You can see, yeah. Like, they have 12 cameras. You can see everything around yeah. the car. That freaked me out because I've never seen a car like that, yeah. Right? I want to go into more detail so mm-hmm. the people who are listening can understand what I experienced sitting inside the car, and the car enveloped me, the whole seat enveloped me. Yeah. What type of seat is it? Right? Why do you have 12 cameras around the car?
Yes.
Right? How come I can see on top of the car and on the side of the car and the back of the car? Because normally I only know about the two sides in the back.
Yeah.
Right? But this showed me all kind of different angles.
Yes. The vehicle actually has about six cameras.
Six cameras.
Six cameras. One at the front of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the side mirrors, we have cameras from each
of those. I used to that.
From the side mirror
mm-hmm.
underneath, so you could see anything approaching you from the side. We have vehicles at the back.
But I missed that. You said you had two cameras where and then something underneath?
Right. We have two vehicles on the side mirrors.
Okay. I heard that.
And then the mirrors are not easily visible. I mean, the cameras are not easily visible because it's tucked away.
Okay.
Under the mirrors,
mm-hmm.
you have also you have a camera in the back.
Okay,
you have one at the top where
there's
the
a back, camera on top of the car.
On top of the car, and there's another one right behind your rearview mirror in the front. There's one up high as well, so you get to see what's down low.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you have a computer in the car that really compiles all of these different visuals. And that's why you were able to get that panoramic 360 bird's eye view of what's happening around you. The vehicle in the back of you, the vehicle on the side of you, and all that sort of thing, all in one screen shot in the front of you.
Like I said, I didn't get to pay it because I was so overwhelmed with the cameras. I didn't look at the seats. Nor did I see if I had any, the thing was move, so I could put my head on.
Oh, the headrest? Or?
No. The opening.
Oh, panoramic view, the sunroof.
The sunroof.
Yeah.
I don't like the sunroof, but my wife, every car she gets, have a sunroof.
Yes.
I would say, who are you looking at? Oh, because I don't like the sun beam. But go ahead.
Yeah.
What are all these features this car has?
Yeah, it has, you know, you can get them with or without sunroof. Some people like it, some don't like it. So, you know, we have a simple philosophy in doing this business. We provide and you decide. So if you like sunroof, it's there. If you don't like it, we have a vehicle that...
I can pick and choose. What about colors? I have different colors?
Yeah, different colors. A good selection of colors is available as well. You know, the standard white, black, silver, gray, red, blue. Those are available to you.
You mentioned leather seats. Tell me more about the leather seats.
Yeah, the seats are power seats. You can, you know, once you get in there, adjust it to your liking. Power seats. They're leather seats. They're really, really comfortable. And I think, you know, you will see that when you look at this car and you compare it, you will automatically compare it with a high-end vehicle.
It is a high, towards a high, it's like a luxury car, a luxury car.
Exactly. At affordable price.
Yes, go ahead.
Budget-friendly price.
I understand.
We can.
Thank you for the correction. Yes.
Yeah.
My friend Anne-Marie just texted me. Mm-hmm. She wants to know about what kind of mileage per gallon.
Mileage per gallon? I think we're running around about, 7 to 8 miles per liter on those cars.
Okay. The leather seats, is that one which was warm you up or thing?
And cool you down too.
And cool. Man, you're just going to make me miss that. Robinson.
Yeah, no.
Actually, go back, see why I decided to talk about the leather seats in general.
Yeah.
Talk about the leather seats. Because, see, my wife used to luxury.
Yes.
And I get to experience luxury from her.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's one who makes the money.
Yeah.
So, but when I sit inside the car, right? The seats warm me up.
It could warm you up or cool you down. Whatever you want, it's there.
For 22,000?
Not in the 22,000 version.
Okay.
That's the higher end.
One is that?
That's the one that you were in.
Okay.
Tiggo 7.
I know, I like that one already.
Yeah.
So what price is the Tiggo 7?
The Tiggo 7 is available at $29,900.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, the Tiggo 7 is available at $29,900.
You see, all of it,
VAT
all of this
inclusive.
VAT, including VAT too?
Include VAT.
All this is loaded.
All the loaded.
You see, I'm noticing that.
Absolutely.
See, because I know a $40,000 car and I have to be donating anything. Exactly. And you're saying $29,000. I could cover that.
Yeah. When you, I think, you know, like we discussed earlier, buying a car is a major investment. And I think people just owe it to themselves and owe it to their pocketbooks to really just go around and, you know, visit the different dealerships and do the comparison for themselves.
You should have been on this show about 4 weeks ago before I committed to something else. My wife, that is, you know, so I now donating to something, right? I didn't have to be donating to anything if you'd have told me about this beforehand. That's it. You're late. Well, you should have been here earlier. You're late.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you raised that point. I was trying to get the manufacturers to come here a lot earlier.
Mm.
They said, Anthony, it's not about getting there earlier. It's about getting it right.
Getting it right.
And, you know, what we did too is we made sure that we had all of the parts in place, all of the other supporting apparatus to make this a smooth transition. And that's why we haven't started promoting until this point. We have everything in place. We have all our parts on island, moving them into our storage area. And we're ready for the public, and we are now out really trying to, we're out informing the public, and we really invite them to come in and experience it for themselves. You know people, you got to feel it. You got to touch it.
I have a
touch. You got to drive it.
Who wants me to remind them who you're speaking to, the name of your company itself again?
My name is Anthony Robinson. I'm the president of Supreme Auto Sales Company Limited, and we're located on University Boulevard. And you can also contact us via our website at cherrybahamas.com. Cherry with a single R.
Okay, C-H-E-R-I?
Y.
Oh, see? That's why I had to spell it out. Spell it again for me.
C-H-E-R-Y.
Cherry Bahamas. I know how to spell Bahamas.
Everybody does.
.com?
.com.
Yes. I have a text here. Hopefully I don't lose it. They're asking about jumping. And I know when you have computer cars and you need to jump out of people's car, when you have a computer, you don't jump car. But since they asked the question where you can jump people's car, I got to pose the question to you.
Yeah.
Can you jump people's car with your car?
Yeah. If you do it properly. You have to do it properly. What happens is a lot of people, before it was a lot easier where they had, you know, the red wires and the black wires, but nowadays they don't have them as clearly identified, and that makes it difficult. So you know, I advise tremendous caution in doing that.
Okay. So I'm talking to Mr. Anthony Robinson, who's the president and CEO of Supreme Auto Sales, which is located on University Drive, across from where again, Mr.
JNC
Robinson?
JNC and next to Family Guardian.
And what time do you open up and take
We open back? From 8 to 4:30.
8 o'clock, that's early.
Yeah.
And people just be there at 8?
Well, we're there from 7:30, but we want to prepare for our guests.
So at 8 o'clock, I could go there and start asking questions.
You could go there and start
asking questions. I want to talk about parts. Mm-hmm. Again, see, my wife is high-end.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of mid-range. I purchased one car, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't find no parts nowhere inside the Bahamas. I want to know if this is a Tiggo. If I can get some parts and servicing on time, because I have some issues with this car I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know what the Cherry Tiggo. Yeah. Will I have parts and servicing ready and accessible?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And as I indicated earlier, you know, the manufacturer is also concerned about making sure that parts are available, and parts are available that are affordable as well and competitively priced. So we have, you know, we have a good, and we also expanded our service base so that we can service the vehicles more efficiently as well. So we are looking at really what we call the total ownership of the vehicle. It's not just about the sale. It's about the experience the customer will have after the sale. And part of that is making sure that they have parts available and they can get service in a timely and cost-effective.
In terms of doing research,
mm-hmm.
I know a number of people just do research on the car before they book, especially mm-hmm. this being a Chinese brand, mm-hmm. right? Being introduced to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be behemoths like brands what they're familiar with.
Right.
In terms of researching, to say all the highlights of the goodness of the car,
mm-hmm.
where can behemoths go to say, but let me just Google this and find the information. Where can they go?
Cherry International.
That's the name of it? Yeah. Or just Google Cherry International?
Just Google Cherry International.
C-H-E-R. Y, uh-huh.
One R
International.
Yes.
And then I could get details.
You can get additional information about it. And,
okay. Yeah. And in terms of financing, I'm not sure if I mean, I'm sure that you go to the bank, whatever. In that process, I'm coming now. Mm-hmm. I made up my mind. I'm going to get one of these Cherries Tego car.
Yes.
Tego car.
Right.
And I want to know how I can get this. Like, I don't want to just walk in and realize this is the car I want. I can't afford it.
Right, right.
How do I get to finance this? Do you work with somebody? Explain that process to me.
Well, once you come in and look at a vehicle and you are, you know, satisfied that's the vehicle you're interested in.
This is the vehicle I'm interested in. I already make up my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the vehicle I'm interested in. We've gone beyond that. This is the vehicle I want.
We will give you a quote. And okay. You can take that quote to your banker and the bank will arrange the financing for you. And once they, once you qualify and come back to us, you can get your car within 3 days once the bank.
Only 3 days? It don't take a week?
No. Once the funds hit our account, mm-hmm. within 3 days, you'll have your car.
Yes. And what in terms of that, like, do you give assistance and support about the license and insurance and all that process?
You have to go ahead. You'd have to secure your own insurance,
mm-hmm.
but we will license and give you full tank of gas for the.
Let's walk through that process.
For the vehicle.
I bring my insurance because I buy the car.
Yes.
I bring my insurance. I transfer in whatever it is I need to do.
Correct.
Right? And tell me that process, what happens.
Once you do that, then we take it from there. Once you have your insurance and we have the funds in our account.
Yeah, but I didn't buy the car.
Right. We will then go and license the vehicle for you. We, you know, go through a what we call a pre-delivery inspection,
mm-hmm,
make
mm-hmm.
sure that everything is in place and it's ready to go. So when you come there, it's nice, clean, and fresh and ready to go. And we just walk you through the warranty how to use some of the functions in the vehicle. It's a simple process.
Okay. Safety is important with these cars.
Yes.
So we have some cars where we import from some certain Japanese things where it's full up,
mm-hmm.
right? And what safety protocols, procedures, things that comes with along with this Tego mm-hmm. 8 and Tego 4, whatever, what does this car offer?
Well, I think that's one of the best selling points of this vehicle. We have, in most of the vehicles, we have anywhere from 6 to 7 airbags in the front, along the side, and in some instances, we have an airbag in between the two front seats to protect you. Yes, absolutely.
That's a lot of airbags.
Yeah, so we have a full complement of airbags, not only in the front, but also in the back.
The back of airbags too?
Yes, on the doors, you can see it. I think if you go on the website, you can see some pictures of what that looks like. And, you know, we encourage people to go to our website, and they can see for themselves an example of how the airbags look once they're deployed. And that is an amazing thing. Also, the cars are designed to meet, you know, European standards, and it meets their safety ratings as well. It's a global vehicle. So it's...
I have this text to say, she familiar with. See, I already put, you know, you put sex on people. Like, mm-hmm. I already have Bruce as a she, mm-hmm. right? That she is familiar with the Cherry brand. And whether it's a Cherry Azizo?
No, we don't have those.
You know that. But they say, I like the car, but this, they say that you want a Cherry Azizo when you bring
that
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we're not bringing them in at this time. I think mm-hmm. Cherry's doing some further updates on the vehicle with the Azizo. That's more of a sedan.
Ah.
But we are focusing right now on SUVs.
Yes. SUV. The three different SUVs you have.
Yeah. We have the Tego 4.
The Tego.
We have a comfort line and a premium line of the Tego 4.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Tego 7. It's a premium line. And then we have the Tego 8, which is the full-size SUV. We have a comfort line and a luxury line as well.
So you know you introduced new words that I wasn't familiar with, right? You're saying comfort and premium and luxury.
Yes.
You know you have to re-explain what that means to me.
Yeah. The comfort line will have the basic features, you know, the reverse parking, the push-button starts and everything else, whereas the premium line of the Tego 4 was
similar to
the
one different.
You saw.
Yeah.
The car that you were sitting in, uh-huh. that was a premium brand.
Yeah.
That was a premium brand, Tego 7, for $29,900.
Okay.
I mean, and... We had, one of our customers sat in that car recently, and they were comparing it to another high-end vehicle that they own, and they were quite complimentary about what was being offered.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break now. But before we take a break, it's Z Day, right? You know, Shivago Lang is now moving up to 12 o'clock right after me, because you know I'm the premier show on Guardian Radio. At least that's why I sit tell people, right? I got to sell myself. So Z Day on Guardian Radio, where Z Live with Shivago Lang is moving up to 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, right? And on Guardian Radio Today, which is the usual show that comes after me, right? With Garth Roseborough and Cleveland Uncle Ineas and Friends is moving to 2 p.m. So you won't see Cleveland Ineas or Garth Roseborough until 2 p.m., until 4, but right after me. Right after me, the best show on Guardian Radio, right after me would be Z Live, the second best. When Shivago Lang is moving from 12 o'clock to 2 p.m. We're talking to Mr. Anthony Robinson, who is the president and CEO at Supreme Auto Sales. And we're talking about the Tego 4, the Tego 7, the Tego 8. I'm learning words like comfort and luxury and prime. What the next word is? Premier, yeah. Right? All kind of new type of cars. And best here. 4 weeks ago, I knew which car the wife was going to get, right? Because this offering more than the car, and I paid more. Lord. Anyway, we'll be right back.
To sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install, and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right on the Nassau Guardian grounds, Carter Street.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts toward awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. and let's turn every dollar into hope.
That's the Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day, proudly sponsored by the Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and the Guardian Radio 96.9.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decal newsletters, no job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. We're talking about the new Tiggo SUVs at Supreme Auto Sales, which is located on University Drive. Now, they just give me a pamphlet. This pamphlet in the middle looks just like the wife car. What I donated to. It looks just like it. And I'm looking at the price. I would have saved at least $10,000 if I didn't know about this, right? If I didn't know about this about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. I need a text. I don't know if I text her, she wouldn't get frustrated if I showed the price of this. And they have all of the high-end things too. But if I tell you how much we... Anyway, I want to know about this Tiggo 7 and this Tiggo 8 Pro Com. And what you mean, I actually mean by luxury. But I need to understand by luxury the extra features. Because I got to compare it. I want to compare it to the car my wife helped me donating to. Right? Tell me about the two cars, these two high-end cars. I already learned about that first one.
Right.
This $29,000 one.
Yes.
And this $36,000 one.
Right. Okay. You know, firstly, you can always go to our website, cherrybahamas.com, to really get detailed information about what features are being offered. But in summary, the Tiggo 7 is what we call a mid-size SUV, and it has panoramic sunroof, push start buttons. It has automatic power trunks. You go to the tailgate, you just press the button.
I just learned about that recently. Uh-huh. That you don't slam the back trunk down. There's a button.
Yeah, just.
Press and they say cars do that, and you say your car doing that. Your SUV.
My car is doing that.
You see, you 5 weeks late.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then you saw the 360-degree camera view. So it really helps you to see what's happening around you as you're driving without taking your eyes off the road.
Yeah.
In fact, I will let you know, in the Tiggo 8, which is the premium brand, a Tiggo 8 luxury brand, it actually has the speed of the vehicle projected out on the windshield in front of you.
Really?
As you drive down the road.
So I don't have to worry about that Bahama thing, so it says slow down.
No. You'll see your speed will be projected on your windscreen. That is like a hologram on the windscreen,
nice.
Telling you what your speed is so that you can, you know, make sure you're driving.
Your cars talk to people? Your SUV?
Yeah.
Because my SUV, my wife's SUV is talk. You say, you're doing this and you're doing that?
Yes. It has those features and control it. Some people don't like other people talking to them and they're driving either. So turn it on and off.
I just hear voices all the time. So having a car that talks to me is good. Go ahead.
Yes. So the Tiggo 7 is the one we talked about. It's, you know, it's really a good vehicle. It has wireless phone charging as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Sony sound system in the vehicle.
So it's crisp then.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's like a DJ box.
Yeah. It's, you know, 18-inch rims. We talk about, I didn't even get a chance to show you this. In the Tiggo 7, there's a secret compartment that allow you, you know, when you're driving an SUV and you have private things you don't want to leave open to anybody who might be snooping around, you can place it in there and they will never see it. They'll never know.
No, I don't need that. Nothing in my house is private. The wife will search everything. She will search the car.
This is for when you're out and you have your laptop or something like that.
I understand now.
Safely put it away.
That's good.
With, you know, with all that.
That's good. That's
so
good. I like
you
that.
Know, automatic folding mirrors and different things like that. Memory seat adjustment. So your
this
car,
offer more than her car.
Yeah, your car will know your seat position when you jump in and know that okay, this is CA, this is the seat position.
Does it tell you about air and the gas? I mean, like sometimes the car say, oh, you need air.
Oh, yes, it reminds you that you're low on fuel.
It does that? It talks to me or the blinking?
No, it'll let you know.
See, I don't want a car to talk to me. You need to tell me, Mr. Robinson.
Yeah.
The car is telling me that I need gas.
I'm telling you, the good news about this brand is, most of the popular options that are available, we have them available.
At an affordable price, too.
At affordable prices. And we talk about the comfort line and the luxury line, or the comfort line and the premium line. So it really caters to the customer needs. You know, we have a simple philosophy. We provide and you decide. We provide a simple solution or a more total solution with all the bells and whistle, and you decide which one works best for you and your price in your pocketbook.
So what do you recommend for someone who wants to purchase an SUV, right? But who wants to not familiar with your company, mm-hmm. because your company is fairly brand new. How long have you been
Our company's been around for over 12 years.
12 years?
Yes. But we just started promoting
this particular brand, the Cherry brand.
Yes.
But they wanted to have a car, SUV with all the luxuries, mm-hmm. all of these new technology.
Yes.
What do you recommend that they do first and then come to you, the final spot, to say, okay, I'm ready?
Well, what we recommend is you can shop around and see.
See the prices.
Yeah, see the prices. And then you'd have a full appreciation for what we're offering. So someone can offer you a lower price, but they could just move all the options.
Mm-hmm.
But as noted earlier, our cars are built with options being available at a region that we work from. And then from there, you can add all of those other things that we talked about.
You have available? Because now if people bum rush you now, right? Because you're advertising and promoting that you have these cars, right? And I come now next week. So I'm ready now.
Yes.
Do I need to be waiting on car hunting?
Very good question. We have on site today about 120 vehicles.
120 vehicles here?
Yeah, we have 120 vehicles on island. And we're expecting a next shipment before the end of the month. What Cherry did that was so good was we went through a one-year plan of how we're going to order vehicles, how we're going to order parts. And they have it all synchronized because it takes about 45 days to get from China to the Bahamas. So we have that all scheduled so that we can have cars come in every other month if that's what the market demands. Whatever the market demand is, we can meet it. And as it stands right now, we have a good lineup of vehicles on the island and a good lineup of vehicles that will be here before the end of the year.
You have Cherry Red?
We have a Cherry Red.
That's the wife color.
But guess what? That's already spoken for.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But if somebody wants a Cherry Red
that's
and
they're color.
Prepared to wait, you get a Cherry Red.
Okay. Just letting you know what we like. Yeah. Like that Cherry Red.
You know, strange enough, what we found lately is people like the charcoals and those type of colors. So, you know, going forward, we'll be ordering more of those. And like we said, you know, whatever people want, that's what we will provide.
So I want to talk about Cherry Bahamas in general. Mm-hmm. Is that a website? Is that a social media page, landing page where I can look at pictures? What is Cherry Bahamas?
Yes.
I know Cherry International.
Yes,
what's Cherry Bahamas?
Yeah, that is a website that you can go to and see the vehicles, and we'll have means for you to communicate with us and inform us of, you know, any interest that you might have. If you want to book a test drive or want to come in and see a vehicle, you can do that.
Okay. I'm a social media person mm-hmm. rather than internet websites. Same. Do you have a social media handle that I can land on? Because I'm on social media all day.
Yes. You can have one. We have a Facebook page, Cherry Bahamas.
Okay, so I just type in Cherry Bahamas. I can go there and you have pictures and some information about what's happening about the car.
Yes. We're building it out as we go. You know, we're just in the infant stage, so we're building it. We don't want to just put generic things there. We want to personalize it.
And I know you're inviting people to pass by.
Yes.
People like me who are always busy, mm-hmm. right? I live virtually.
Okay.
I want to be able to have a video and see what the car offers. You know, someone pressing the buttons, and I say, okay, I like that. Yes. And then press one button, and say, okay, I like that. Do you have any kind of visual that I can see things like that?
Absolutely. That's what we're building out on that page as we speak.
Good.
And so, you know, we have experience. We did some recording today
mm-hmm.
with somebody sitting in there experiencing. So we focused on that. One of the other people was fascinated about the cameras and the 360-degree view. So we'll have videos on that as well.
I have a number of people text me saying they have the Cherry car already, SUV already.
Okay.
But they want to know if you service, because they have different versions, if you could service their SUV that is not Cherry, not Cherry Tiggo. They were noting. Oh, you weren't there yet.
That's for another conversation.
Yeah, it's another conversation.
That's for another conversation.
This lady says she's from Grand Bahama, and she just bring her car here, and she's looking for someone to service her Cherry car. Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. Since they texted, I got to put it out, and then you consider all these things moving forward.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
This next text is asking about parts. I know you already mentioned parts already,
right.
But because they asked, repeat what you said.
Yeah. About parts. I was really impressed with Cherry when we, when negotiating the terms of the distributor agreement. They insisted, before I was able to place an order for Cherry vehicles, they insisted that I had an order in for parts at the same time. I had to do the two simultaneously. And we are satisfied that we have the vehicles and the parts here. You know, we didn't want to get started selling vehicles. I refused to go out and promote it because I want to make sure I had the parts on hand.
Nice.
I didn't want somebody to buy a new car and say they had a misfortune within a week or so and I'm waiting for parts. Mm-hmm. The parts are here on the island. Mm-hmm. So we can address their needs immediately going from this day forward.
What about salesperson? Do you have a good salesperson there who could go in detail and say, this is all the things we sell?
Man.
And service and do?
Yes, we do. We have two really, really good people. You know, someone who's been in the industry for many years, a seasoned mechanic, and who's very good with his. And we have a younger person there as well who's learning just as quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you have basically 60 seconds to give him a summary of everything.
Yeah. Well, firstly, I want to thank you for having us. We want to really invite the Bahamian public to come out and look at our product. You can go online at cherrybahamas.com and see for yourself. You know, we are, as indicated, we are grateful to God for blessing us with this opportunity. And, you know, we have a simple philosophy. You know, you're looking at purchasing a new vehicle. Just shop around and compare. And as we say, we are satisfied with what we're providing, and we think that we have a very good, what we call, compelling value proposition. And the only way for you to really experience is that to go on our website and then also and see and feel for yourself. The prices are really outstanding. The value is good. So we encourage people to come by and take a look.
Okay. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Mr. Robinson, and wish you all the best in your endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And we look forward to doing good business.
Live now with Chivago Language coming on.
Okay.
I got a prompt that said, no, it's not 12 p.m., it's 12 noon.
Okay.
I thought that's the same thing anyway. But anyway, Z Live coming up next, right? With Chivago Language. C.A. Nuri, have a wonderful day.
Great.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.